Hi, my lovely. Hello, hello, hello. Jo Warwick here. And so, with the 8 steps to empowerment, this releasing the negative stories that we're exploring within week 7 and surrendering to your queen, I'm going to invite you to do an exercise that I would definitely leave an hour for. This is a really deep and important process. It's building on an exercise that you did within the Luxurious Living 5-day program, where you explored a little bit there about your negative and hindering fairy stories. Now, I'm going to invite you, now that you're slightly further on, to go deeper and explore these limiting stories that we hold for our relationship with money, success, achieving, independence, being the fullness of ourselves, so empowerment. And of course, with love and relationships. It covers every aspect, and yet it always comes down to certain stories. We have story patterns that often come into these wonderful fairy stories that have give us an insight, that all hold negative story beliefs and then have themes that are always underpinning it. So this information will help you explore. It's about being honest. It's about doing a bit of investigative work, being into another level of self-awareness. You've been growing and expanding and having these awarenesses. And then once through this process, I've gotten 8 steps to empowerment through using my reflection technique, which I've been giving you as an opportunity to practice in different ways, and this time to become your own therapist. So you're going to be like your best friend, your best therapist, and you're really going to hear yourself. Okay, the way through disempowerment is to hear yourself, feel yourself, see yourself. That is really the reason why people go to therapy. They want to be seen, they want to be heard, they want to be felt. Yeah, they want to have that acknowledgement for the pain. Now, we can do that for ourselves by using this technique. Okay, this is why I birthed this technique. I found it incredibly powerful with my clients to take this step away from being dependent or codependent on others to see and hear ourselves and actually empower ourselves by seeing, hearing, and feeling ourselves using the reflection technique. It is much, much faster than having to take years and years and years in therapy. I've done both methods, and I can tell you that this works. Okay, super powerful. I've used it myself, my clients use it. It's super, super powerful. So, the first element to this is to explore these story patterns. Okay, now there's fairy stories. We all know some outline ones. I've given you 7 that are very core ones to this disempowerment story. So I explained in my in the Luxurious Living, I explained that I was very aware that I had a Rapunzel belief that was blocking me. Now, what I'm going to encourage you to recognize is you have more than one. Okay, we all have 2 or 3, sometimes 4 of these different stories playing out in different aspects of our lives. So I definitely had a Rapunzel story. The Rapunzel story is all about that I must hide away, I must be trapped away, I must self-sacrifice, I must give myself fully for somebody else's benefit, and I must wait until I'm rescued. So again, it's about hiding, self-sacrificing, and waiting, and I have to be rescued. So I'm coming from a position of disempowerment. I have also had The Little Mermaid was probably one of my biggest drivers. And that's what they're called in therapy, drivers. So it was my driving pattern was this Little Mermaid story. Well, the Little Mermaid is actually horrifically negative. The true version, the Hans Christian Andersen version, not the Disney version. It is very dark, and it's very much about self-sacrifice, that you cannot have a voice, you cannot be seen, you have to be a little girl. The story is, in fact, that she, makes a deal with a witch that she can go to be in the human world and fall in love with this prince that she's in love with, and yet she must walk around though she on broken glass. She doesn't have a voice, she can only express herself through dance, although it must be deeply painful. He will see her as a like a little elfin. He falls in love with somebody else, and then she basically kills herself. to sacrifice herself rather than killing him. It's a very dark story, and again has this suffering story of I must suffer, I must struggle to get what I want. You know, there's going to be a lot of pain to get what I want. It's got to be pain to achieve things. So very dark. Of course, we have the Ugly Duckling story. Very much this belief on the inside, you know, that I don't fit in. One day I will find people that I fit in with. They'll all see who I am, but everybody thinks I'm, you know, I'm not good enough. I'm not. So there's always this having to prove your worth before you're lovable and safe, which very much links into the same story as Princess and Pea. The Princess and the Pea, again, is I must prove my worth before I'm lovable and safe and realise that I'm, you know, good enough to be loved because I'm a princess. Snow White plays out the story of if I am so the true story, that not the true story, but the original story of Snow White represents when she eats the apple is actually representing about coming into her menstrual cycle and becoming sexually active. And that story, just like Little Red Riding Hood, that's also another same element of that sexual element, then I'm going to get attacked. So suddenly it's unsafe for me to be sexual, it's unsafe for me to be in my passion, it's unsafe for me to be in my power. So as a woman, we come into our power through that menstrual cycle, and yet big stories of it's unsafe, attacked. Snow White is all about being attacked by a woman, Little Red Riding Hood is all about being attacked by men. So we can either have the story that other women are jealous of us, they attack us. I've definitely had that played out. And yet we can also have the other story of Little Red Riding Hood, that, you know, we're not listening to our instinct, we're unsafe, we get attacked by men. It's all very dark, yeah? So those two stories get played out as well. And then we have the Beauty and the Beast story. So this, again, is a separation within us. This idea that I have to be beautiful and perfect and aren't I lovely, and yet my beauty, within me there is this beast that's not good enough. So you're always in this fight between your beauty and your beast, and then you play this out within yourself. So you have to be angelic, whereas you only ever come into beastly environments or beastly people. People around you are beastly, so you're holding a position of, you know, I either have to be in the beauty part or I have to be that I'm beastie. I'm a beast. Yeah, I'm unattractive. I'm bad. I'm wrong. So there's shame. Okay. So can we hear there's like stories, all these have a theme. Themes around negative story beliefs that I must suffer and struggle to get what I want. I must prove my worth before I'm lovable and safe. I must wait, hide, self-sacrifice until rescued. I must work hard. Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot to mention Cinderella. Very much the story of I must work hard. Everything I knew was taken from me. I'm now, you know, I must work hard, prove my worth. I must keep myself safe and suffer until I'm eventually rescued. Yeah, it will all be rescued. And she's not rescued by the prince. She's rescued by the godmother. Is actually the one who really rescues her. So again, we can fall into that pattern with the universe that it's this, you know, I will be rescued. So we can play these patterns out of being rescued by the universe, waiting to be rescued, waiting for a man to rescue us and have the money, waiting for, you know, a woman to rescue us and have the money. We're waiting. It's all these patterns of either I'm not good enough, I have to wait, I have to prove my worth and work hard, but the conflicting one is always, but if I do and I achieve success, I'm going to be punished, I'm going to be attacked. If I step into myself in any form of empowerment, I'm going to be attacked either by a woman or I'm going to be attacked by a man. Okay, so these conflicting stories, don't be in your power. If I come into my power, it's unsafe. Don't be in your power, unsafe. So looking at these stories within yourself, how they've been holding you back, they have themes, waiting, delaying. Power is given to others. You're waiting to be rescued and saved. It's all about disempowerment. And this, it's not safe in the world to be in my own power. It's not safe to be in the world to be in your power as a woman. And being in power, being connected to your force, being connected to your sexuality, being connected to your soul, being connected to your actions, being connected tapped and turned on, is how we magnetize from a queen state. From a queen state. Yeah, can you hear that? From your queen state is from an empowerment, is where your magnetic power comes from. And that is alignment of your mind, body, energy, and sexuality. So it goes against everything of this story. So once you've explored your belief systems, have a little nose around if you need to on, you know, the good old Google. If you don't know the stories, I went through a stage and actually read all of these stories again. I got Hans Christian Andersen's original stories, but also you can get the Grimm brothers, of course, that they're the Grimm brothers because of their stories. These are the original fairy stories, and they go way beyond that as well. But once you've explored your themes, your beliefs, and gone a bit deeper in yourself, I then encourage you to use my reflection technique and use the 8 steps to empowerment. Okay, so use the reflection technique, record yourself, look into the camera, talk to yourself, tell your negative fairy stories, not just story, but all of the ones, stories. You may want to do them separately, you may want to do them all together. Share it all fully. Share the ugly, painful bits, how it's resonated in your life, the awarenesses you've had of it playing out in your life, and how it all feels to you. Really go there, okay? Then watch the video fully. You may want to watch it twice. Fully engage with yourself on the screen, okay? As though it was your best friend telling you their story. You are going to be in the therapist position. Listen, see yourself, hear yourself, feel yourself, okay? Be present. Then record yourself another video, okay? Stating below, there is a statement under step 3 that, and you may want to record this 3 times until you feel like you fully claimed it. This statement to yourself, I see myself, I hear myself, I own this disempowerment story of whatever your story is, of as mine and my energy, okay? Now I must be ... whatever your key painful elements are. I see myself, I hear myself, I accept fully that I have done this to myself and I am doing this to myself, okay? Then you watch that video, watch that 3 times until it fully resonates and you have acceptance in your body, you can feel it. Then record step 5, then record the energy transmutation statement. I now choose to reclaim all of my energy, my power, and release this or these disempowering, self-sacrificing stories, beliefs and patterns that I must ... whether that's hide, stay small, stay weak, be codependent for love or money, be sexless and passionless, to be here in the physical material realm, etc. And that I must suffer to receive my desires. This is no longer true for me. It is only energy. It is my energy, my story, and I can change it. I can choose a higher frequency. I choose the truth. I choose love. I choose my soul empowerment story, your opposite story based on your vision beyond your vision. Yeah? Your vision beyond the vision that you've been using, that is your expanded vision. Yeah? That vision that we did at the beginning and your power words that you've been using in your journaling that expresses you in your expansion. Then watch it back. Okay? Then record yourself another video on step 7. I see myself, I hear myself, this is me. Restate your soul empowerment story, yeah? Then add your rich, sexy and free affirmation at the end, okay? I am rich, sexy and free. I am powerful beyond measure. Yeah, everything is working out for me. Everything is coming to me, that one, yeah? And then state, this is me. And then watch that final bit back, all right? So there's steps of you claiming your energy, you claiming your soul empowerment story on your expanded vision and your power words. So it's really important it resonates with you. This is you listening to you. Take the time. Do it in one sitting. So make time for it. Really go there. Really feel it. And then my recommendation would be listen to the Blue Flame Healing meditation after this. So you may want to dock out, you know, do this in an evening, listen to the Blue Flame Healing after it, let everything sit into that. That would be a really good time. If you can't do this in the morning, then do the Blue Flame at night meditation. That would really help clear everything and take it to another level. I'm very excited for you because once you do this, once you take this level of honesty, awareness, that these stories are just energy and have been holding you back in patterns of waiting, disempowerment, waiting to be rescued, giving your power away, all of those things. What happens is a whole new level of power is going to come through your body, a whole new level of energy, a whole new level of claiming your queen and surrendering to your truth. So really exciting, and that will make you super potent, super magnetic, and you're going to see a massive shift in your money, love, you know, business, clients. You will see a shift, massive shift from this time on. All right, my loves. So enjoy, be brave, be bold. It's time to go there, time to let it go. You're in a rocking place. So yeah, good luck, my lovelies. And if you have any questions, if there's anything you want to share in the group, share it in the group or bring it to the live coaching. All right, lots of love. Bye.